brought to you by Penguin.
The Future Loves You. Written and read by Ariel Zalesnikov-Johnston. To all those who nurtured, worked, and innovated in earlier times, so that we may live now. Introduction. If you'd been born before the 20th century, you would probably have died before you reached your current age. A disturbing proportion of all humans who've ever lived never made it through their first month of life. Of those who survived the treacherous first few weeks, another considerable fraction succumbed to pneumonia, diarrhea, or some other deadly disease before the age of 5. In total, from the dawn of humanity up until the late 1800s, 1 in 2 people never made it to 15. Even during the 20th century, there was still an unsettling chance you wouldn't have lived to your present age. Prior to the rollout of antibiotics in the mid-1940s, many infections, easily treatable by modern standards, would have been a death sentence. Until blood pressure medications became prevalent in the 1960s, hypertension frequently led to fatal strokes or heart attacks. And before inhaled corticosteroids became widespread in the 1970s, it was not uncommon for asthmatics to die from a severe attack. Plenty of our grandparents and great-grandparents didn't make it to the 21st century because the treatment they needed came too late in the 20th. But out of the 120 billion humans who have ever lived, you're fortunate enough to live now. Whether it's a pill, an injection, or a life-saving surgery, today's medicine has a much greater chance of being there for you when you need it most. Despite this, it's easy to take the marvels of modern medicine for granted and overlook our extraordinary fortune. Often, the importance of living late enough to live longer still only becomes apparent when the pace of medical progress becomes personally pressing. For Elizabeth Hughes, whose life was suspended between the past's privation and modernity's salvation, nothing could have been clearer. Up until she turned 11, Elizabeth had been a bright and bouncy girl, sporting a cheeky smile under her dark, cropped hair and grazed knees from her adventures in Central Park. But on the cusp of her adolescence, as her friends began to shoot up and outgrow their stockings, Elizabeth began to lose weight. Ravenous though she was, the food she ate seemed to simply vanish without explanation or effect. Then, one day, Elizabeth came down with diarrhea so severe it almost killed her. In the aftermath, her doctor diagnosed her with diabetes. The condition was untreatable, and she would likely be dead within the year. In 1919, this was just the way it went. Or, at least, that was the way it had gone until very recently. In that desperate search for anything that would keep their daughter from death, Elizabeth's parents stumbled upon a new clinic over the river in New Jersey, claiming it could keep diabetic children alive for years instead of months. Dr. Allen, the clinic's director, explained to them that, since the disease was due to too much sugar in the blood, starving diabetic children could paradoxically extend their lives. Their daughter would be lingering on the threshold of death, but at least she would remain in this world a little longer. Though, while the treatment could extend Elizabeth's life, it's unclear whether she would have actually counted the time it offered her as living. The regimen required restricting Elizabeth to no more than the most basic nutrients needed to survive. A few eggs for protein, some boiled vegetables for fiber, and a piece of fruit for essential vitamins. The diet left her perpetually emaciated and cold, unable to grow, barely able to move. She was to remain in this state, eking out whatever minimal existence she could, until death eventually took her. Even so, the therapy worked, for a while at least. After 3 years of languishing in this limbo, Elizabeth was, quite incredibly, still alive. The dietary restriction had prevented her from succumbing to fatal dehydration, dangerously acidic blood, or any of the myriad ways untreated.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?